John Landecker, I'll still admit to my name here at 720 WGN, filling in for Bob Surratt, and our long national nightmare will be over when Bob returns on Monday. Right now, let's get to Dan Roth. Where would you like to go with this?
All right, so we have been crunching the data and looking at what people can do if you are in a particular career that's been impacted or if you're just trying to find a path out of where you are. It turns out there are things called transferable skills. You can take what you've learned in one industry, one industry and apply it to another. And that's particularly important if you are in industries that are getting just crushed during this pandemic, like being in retail or in travel. So retail skills, highly transferable. We looked at the data to see where people who are in retail have gone on to. You can take about 70 to 80% of that relevant experience and apply it to being a inside salesperson or business development. A lot of job switchers that find openings in real estate. So I think if you have listeners who are saying, either I don't have a job, or I've got to get out of this job, or this industry is, I'm the last polar bear on the ice floe, I got to find something else. There are places to go, and you've got to think about what the skills are that you have that can apply elsewhere. I think one thing I would, years ago I was talking to someone at an insurance agency, and a senior executive at an insurance agency, and they said, she said, look, we are really trying to hire bartenders to be insurance adjusters. And it was totally caught by surprise.
Wait a minute. Yeah. You want a bartender to be an insurance adjuster?
She said these are what we have found, that bartenders have a great skill to be able to get people to talk and explain what's going on in their lives. And that is the skill that you need to be a really good insurance adjuster. You have to be able to listen to people, hear their stories, understand what's going on, and then figure out how to apply that then to, I guess, adjusting their insurance. And so I think it's just important to realize that there is, that you got to look at your skills and realize that there are ways to apply them elsewhere. Now, you can just jump industries altogether, but it's much harder. So if you can find places where you can transfer, that's better.
And how do you determine what you are, what your alternative job is?
Sure. One of the things, we have an article that's up on LinkedIn right now. If you go follow George Anders on LinkedIn, the editor on LinkedIn News, you'll see this article where he starts with the whole table full of examples.
Right, like one from column A, one from column B. Do they have radio announcer? Have radio announcer in there somewhere?
You know what? Not yet, but we'll dig into that. I think that that is a job that's never going away, so you don't have to worry about it. That's job
you'd be you'd be surprised. You'd be really surprised. so where do you go to get this list? Or maybe you said that and it just passed me by.
Oh, sure. Yeah, sure. Go to LinkedIn. Go follow George Anders or the LinkedIn Economic Graph page, and you will see all this information. You can get a start. And you'll find, if you follow George Anders, who's a writer with LinkedIn News, has a column that he has where every week he's just something called Workforce Insights. Every week he publishes new information that comes from our exclusive data that helps explain how to really get through these incredibly turbulent and confusing times just by taking your career and saying, look, here are answers. This is not, you're not in this alone. We, people have moved industries. They've gotten out of these jobs. And are we coming back? So one of the things we look at is this LinkedIn U.S. recovery tracker. How well, how confident are people that the economy is coming back? And we're seeing a slight uptick in people's confidence in their employer, that they are going to be able to stick around for a little while. So some signs of goodness in what are otherwise dark clouds, but you know, this is a very tough economy. But I think some people are saying, look, there's, I've got a feeling my employer is going to be around for a little while, so that's a good thing.
I find it very intriguing that there is a job you don't know about, but you already have the skills for it, or would be successful on that job utilizing the skills you already have in a different job. I think that's
I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a food server, one of the common career pivots we found, if you're, you might think, I'm a food server, what can I do else with this? I'm not learning anything. In fact, we know that there is demand for your skills, being an administrative assistant, a certified nursing assistant, or a teacher. Those are three roles that we have found that people who are food servers have been able to successfully move into. If you're a customer service manager, you can be an operations manager, a support manager, inside sales representatives. There has been a growth in demand for jobs in three big buckets during this coronavirus crisis. One is any kind of work, anything that helps people live their lives virtually. So if you want to be a personal shopper, if you want to teach teachers how to be able to do their jobs virtually, there is demand for that. And then the other one is health, anything in the health field. So trackers, people who can see who has a disease and who they've talked to, there's huge demand for people in the tracking space. Or helping nurses. I had to do a spit test last week, and there was someone who was helping out with the coronavirus spit test, and she worked in a hospital in a different field, and she was doing this on the side, totally new job that she had just picked up. So there are these jobs out there that you can get. You just have to know what your skills are, and it helps to see what other people have done like you in the past.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when situations exist like we're in now, the negativity that comes with it can get people down to the extent that they don't see that there might be something else for them to do.
You're right.
They feel so confined and at a loss with what they're doing that the depression or whatever, the economic insecurity of those feelings inhibits them from stepping out into something else or even thinking that they can.
Yeah, absolutely. You just say, I've lost my job or this job's going away, and all you see is it's so bleak. But there are ways to pivot. There are ways to get out. There are people who want to hire you for your skills, and you have skills that you might not even know that you have. So it's just important to research what other people have done like you, and I think it's really helpful to realize that you're not alone, that many people have gone down this path before.
Absolutely. Anything to help folks get back on some kind of economic stability would be because we're having all these government funds being talked about, if not set out currently. Also relief funds for business, small business, even big business, getting millions and millions of dollars, and that's got to come from somewhere. So eventually being, you know, more self-sufficient and back on the road to financial recovery, if you will, that's a great place to be. And if there's a way for you to go and you don't know about it, and this particular process gets you there, that can't be a bad thing at all. I mean, I'm just really intrigued by this whole job pivot idea. I think it's just great. And something people should take advantage of.
Absolutely. And if there's one thing I would say, it's just you got to keep your skills up and you got to develop skills. So if you can, the more you can constantly be working on your own skills and realize you have these skills, I think a lot of us for a long time in our careers didn't think of ourselves as building skills and thinking about what skills that we have. This is the new era. Is you don't think about your degree, you think about the skills, or not only your degree, but you think about the skills you've developed and the skills you can develop next. And that's what's going to get you hired and keep you employed.
Thanks, Dan. That's a lot of positive things going on there. Dan Roth, editor-in-chief. Thanks for being with us.